Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Banks, and for Favor Life, where we walk through the process of there, an everyday faith walk where we see the demonstration of God's word, his power, his truth in our life as he takes our everyday life and as we apply the word of God, as we live out the word of God. We see the demonstration of God's power causing us to be the instruments of righteousness that he's already preordained us to be through the blood of his son. And so as we walk by faith and not by sight, because this faith walk is something that you cannot plan, it's not something as if what we do when we go to school, when we decide to take college courses again, or when we decide we're going to be on a certain path, career path, this is not the same. This is something that God uses everyday situations to build our faith, everyday situations to change us, to align us with his will, to cause us to see him and the demonstration of his powers, to know the strength and the faith that works in us. So as we walk by faith and not by sight, we see God move us from height to height, depth to depth, glory to glory, and it is marvelous because God chooses unlikely people and ordinary people that are unlikely candidates, and he chooses us in his love and in his power and in his truth, and calls us to something that we could never, ever do ourselves. And as we obey and trust God, growing in the knowledge and the grace of who he is, as we understand who he is and more understand and know him, just not know about him but have an intimate relationship and know the God that we read about intimately, not just know the Bible but not know the God. We know the God that we read about, that we serve, that we love intimately. We grow in the grace of God that causes us to understand the love of God in another dimension and how that love applies to everyone else around us. And as we do that, we see ourselves being changed. We've been looking at individuals in the Bible, different people, seeing them as not superhuman Christians, but everyday ordinary people. And as we do, we see their life, and we see, even though they lived in a different century, in a different time, we see the word, which is nigh us, which is very present and prevalent for our time, become alive to us as we see the instructions, as we understand that even though sometimes they might have made decisions that they didn't consult God or they didn't do it God's way, but because of the word that God had spoken concerning them, it did not deny the word. It did not destroy the word of God for their lives, because that was the purpose that God had for them. And we see that word come to pass in their life regardless of their faults and their failure. We see God prove his word and cause that word to be in people that fail, that mess up. He causes his will to be, and we see them change into the image of God, change into the purpose of what God has created them for. And so we've been looking and we've been talking briefly about the things that we've been enduring and the things that we've been going through, the mindset and our will, allowing God to circumcise us again and causing us to look at ourselves and understand that we have to do it his way. And we were talking briefly last week about that same mindset that causes us to sometimes miss what God is trying to give us, that we have not shifted and have not allowed God to show us what he's trying to do. So we're going to talk a little bit about today and tomorrow about perseverance. We understand that word, to win, to conquer. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that word perseverance. Going out of the book of James, and the word of God reads, we're going to look at the first chapter, second verse. It says, "Consider it pure joy, my brethren, when you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." Then we're going to look down at the 12th verse of that same chapter. It says, "Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life." Now, we understand that we go through different things, and the enemy wants us to quit. He wants to weary us. He wants to frustrate us, exhaust us. He wants to apply enough pressure to make us say that what God has called us to it's not worth it. But God has entrusted us. He's entrusted us with his precious Son, the Spirit of his Son through the Holy Spirit, his life, his power, his word. He's trusted us to be the vessels that he's called us to. And sometimes whenever you are going through situations, you're going through a refining process. You're going through a process where it doesn't yet appear. It's a process where God is cutting away from you the things that will hinder, the things that will delay you, the things in the future that will cause you to stumble or cause others to stumble. He takes us through a process where we are being tried in the fire, and the things that are not like God come up like the dross and the gold that is burned and with an extreme heat and causes all the impurities to float to the top. So it is when God allows these trials to come in our lives. And James just told us that we're to understand that when we're facing many trials, when we're facing things that are coming at us from all directions, when we're facing things that are coming to us and they're hitting us, that we can be assured, that we can be confident, and that we can understand that the trials that are coming are proving our faith. Our faith has to be proven, that we trust God, that we believe him, that we rely on him. And the faith that is being tried is not faith that it's just faith that it's just going to stay at the same level, in the same place. It is faith that has to go to a place of maturing. It is faith that has to go to a place where it matures on another level and another dimension, so that we will be able to stand regardless of what is going on in our life. When things in the world begin to crumble even the more, we will be able to stand on the faith of what we believe and know that God will surely be there. He will surely answer us. He will surely bring things to pass. He will surely show up with his provisions. He will be with us regardless. And unless we have those faith muscles being stretched in us, those faith muscles being proven in us, how else would we know that he's the God that says that he's going to do what he says? How else will we be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy, against the darts of the enemy, against the things that come to try our faith, against the things that come to say to us that our God is not able, that our God cannot move, that our God cannot conquer? These trying things are stretching us to trust God even the more. And when the Bible says that we're going to receive a crown of life, there is something that God has for us in glory that is a crown. But there are some things that God also gives us because we pass the test. We can't diligently seek after the will of God and God's way and God, what God desires and what God wants for our life. And we face persecution because we're doing it God's way. And after we finish that test, that God does not show up with the reward, with the crown, with something that says, because you endured this, because you gave yourself to me, because you sacrificed your feelings or how it looked to you, or even being ridiculed and being persecuted and being isolated sometimes, or being going through situations where you have to do without, or things going in an uproar, but you kept doing it my way and you didn't stop persevering. You didn't stop going in and saying, I'm going to win. I'm going to overcome. God is not going to fail me. Because you continue to do it his way, God shows up with a reward. He shows up with something that says, because you belong to me, I'm going to take care of you. The Bible lets us know that when we go in, that when we go in and we begin to train, and we, in the natural realm, when we begin to go in and we begin to train, we don't go in there and we don't train one day and then just feel like we're finished. But the training for the goal, or what the prize, or whatever that we're aiming for, it is strategic, hard training. It is that athlete disciplining that body, making that body and its will line up for the goal that he sees. He's got an image in his head about what he's going to do and where he's going and what he's going to win. And he understands to get there, it's going to take strategic practices, exercises. Some of them are going to, he has to train his mind to look beyond the pain to the goal. He has to train his body to now get accustomed to the workouts that are going to stretch the muscles, that are going to push him to grow, that is going to cause him to endure, that's going to make him stand and last. The same way the natural man understands that, a natural athlete understands that, someone who's trying to get fit understands that. They understand that there is going to take, it's going to cost them something, but the prize is going to be greater after they finish, after they've endured this little bit of pain or this little bit of being discomfort, this little bit of being uncomfortable, this little bit of being in a place where you're going to have to deny yourself. They understand that the prize is going to be greater. So it is in the spirit realm. As we begin to walk in the faith that God has commanded us to produce and to have, as we allow him to stretch our faith muscles, as we allow him to refine us and prove us, as we grow in our trust and our faith in him, as we grow in the thing that God has commanded and called us to, and we prove the word of God, our muscles are being stretched. Our muscles are being proven. They're being developed so that when we begin to walk on levels that we've never been before and we begin to pray the prayers of faith, where we need to see miracles in someone else's life, miracles of healing, miracles of deliverance, miracles of breakthrough, of answers. When we begin to pray because of the faith level that we've developed and we've not allowed our mind to get in the way of our faith, but we've developed that faith in God, that our own mind won't deceive us when we pray, that when we pray, we grab faith and grab everything that faith is in God and every word that he said, knowing that it's already done, that our own mind does not wrestle with us, because when we pray, we have an adversary that wrestles with us. We have flesh that wrestles with us, and our own mind tries to get in and wrestle with us when we pray. But when we begin to develop our faith muscles, and we begin to go in and pursue God, sometimes we have to go in and we have to fast and pray. We have to really get our physical body out of the way so that we can grab a hold to the things of the spirit, so that we can begin to decree and declare by faith, getting the flesh that wars against the things of the spirit out of the way, getting everything cut off that will try to incite the appetite, but we're going after the appetite of the spirit, saying, God, feed me, show me, teach me. I'm going after you. My desire is for you. I'm chasing after you. I'm thirsty for you. I'm hungry for your word, for you. And because I am thirsty for the living God, I'm getting my flesh out of the way so that I can now eat the fruit, the meal of the Spirit, gain that which is of the Spirit, so that I can grow and become everything that you asked, you said that I can be and will be. So when we do this and we get ourselves out of the way, when we pray, our own mind does not deceive us. When we pray, our own flesh is not in the way. When we pray, we've already taken authority of the atmosphere. The enemy can't come in. There's nothing but faith. We're touching God and the heavenly realm, that heavenly seat, that heavenly atmosphere, and we're pulling that which is eternity into time. We're getting answers. We're getting demonstration. We're getting releases. We're getting breakthrough, healing, demonstrations, because we've gone to the place where our faith in God and our willingness to go further than just, well, it just didn't happen, but go and say, I'm going to pursue this, and I'm going to pursue this, and I'm going to pursue it by faith, and I'm going to watch God come in and do what he says. Even as an athlete is disciplined, you discipline yourself. So your faith is producing a maturity. It is producing a maturity that the enemy does not want you to have. He is producing a maturity that he does not want you to walk in. It's producing a maturity that he does not want to develop in your life. But stay there and let that perseverance, that faith, maturity have its perfect work. Don't stop the process before time. Don't stop it. Let it have its complete work, because it's going to bring a maturity in your life, in your faith walk, that the enemy and the kingdom of darkness cannot stand. It's going to take you to another level in your walk, in your trust, in your authority in God. I know that sometimes this walk is hard, but do not give up and do not get weary. Persevere. Go ahead and win this thing. Overcome. And watch God be God. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life today. I'm Pastor Cheryl Faxton with Favor Life, the process of dare. And I hope that you've been encouraged in this 15 minutes. Be blessed, and we'll see you tomorrow.